Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to June. Oh, my goodness. Here comes summer. Can't be very far behind. Thank you for tuning us in on this cloudy, wish it would rain, humid Sunday morning. We're here to talk about the plants at your place, and we will have our program ready to start here in just a moment. And our first visitor will be Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, in just a moment. So do give us a listen. If I can help you with a plant question, Lee Riza is running the boards for me today and doing all the call screening, everything that requires anything smart. That's Lee. I'm not. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. So please do pick up the phone. Give us a call. 1-800-288-9227. Let's do that one more time just so I can prove that I can get it all in one sequence. 800-288-9227. I look forward to hearing from you, and we will in just a moment go to Steve Huddleston. I hope that you are ready for the summertime. Nurseries have some wonderful specials going on right now. I'm going to give you a list of some places where I will be as I'm doing book signings. I have that entire list at neilsperry.com. I'll go through it, but I don't want to keep Steve waiting any longer. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by Arborological Services. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and happy June.
Happy June. Yep, it's
here.
Bound to get here eventually, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. So what's going on?
Well, and also here is something that always takes place this time of the year in the garden, and that is concerts in the garden. We will have concerts every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, June 6th through July 5th. The concert lawn opens at 6:30 p.m. for those who want to bring in food and picnic. And then the concerts start at 8:15. There will be fireworks after every concert. Tickets may be purchased online at the symphony's website, which is fwsymphony.org. And there's a really great lineup of performers this year, including the Texas Tenors, Trombone Shorty, the Music of Journey, the UNT 1 O'Clock Lab Band, and more. So go online and buy your tickets.
The schedule, I'm sure, is at that – well, it's got to be if you're going to buy tickets on that website. So it's fwsymphony.org, not from the Botanic Garden, but from fwsymphony.org. Oh, folks, you need to be sure to go. That's going to be a lot of fun. And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Yes.
And you invite picnics. In fact, you encourage picnics, right?
We do, yes.
That's cool. Tell us a couple plants that look good in the gardens right now.
Well, one, of course, is red yucca. These are blooming beautifully. They're just at their peak right now. And, of course, will stay in bloom really through the end of September for sure. This is a native plant. It's one of the most carefree plants you'll find. It produces tall red stalks that sport coral red tubular flowers all summer long, and hummingbirds love the nectar in those flowers. There's also a yellow flowering cultivar available as well. The evergreen foliage gets about 3 feet tall and wide and gracefully arches downward. This is a plant that thrives in any well-drained soil and enjoys full sun and reflected heat. Red yucca makes a great container plant and is ideal for use around pools because of its clean habit. It doesn't drop anything.
It's really a pretty plant, and it does adapt well to North Texas, which is an operative word we need to think about. It grows kind of slowly. People tend to buy small plants and put them too far apart. Get a nice big one, invest in it. It's going to be worth it. Beautiful plant. It's called Hesperalo parvifolia. It is not a true yucca, and so as a result, it's also not terribly threatening to flesh and eyeballs and things.
Exactly.
Beautiful plant, beautiful plant. And then you're going to talk about an heirloom, a flower. Tell us.
Well, this is larkspur. We have this blooming in the perennial garden. It's an annual. It's a reseeding winter annual. The time to sow the seeds is in the fall, or you can put out transplants then, and then they bloom this time of the year. But the perennial garden is just beautiful with these larkspur throughout the garden. They come in colors of white, pink, and purple. They get about, 3 feet tall or so, and just have tall spikes of flowers. In fact, the face of a bunny is in every flower if you look closely. This is a plant that is easy to grow. It comes back each year on its own, and it also is a Texas Superstar plant. You can find it on the Texas Superstar website.
The old heirloom reseeding one?
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I had forgotten that. That's just cool. That's the Texas A&M website, the Texas Superstar. And boy, that's fitting. That is a beautiful plant. All right, lots to see and do at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where it is a lush and gorgeous time of year. Go to the Japanese Garden. I was there just about a year ago at this very time, Steve, and my goodness, everything is just so beautiful there. How do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. The website now, folks, for the concert tickets is fwsymphony.org. The website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, not where you get your tickets, but for all the other information about the garden, is?
fwbg.org.
All right. And the 24-hour information number is?
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve, I appreciate you so very much. Take care.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at that beautiful, beautiful garden. And we thank him for taking time out of each Sunday morning. Arborological Services, the tree experts that your trees deserve. It's just the best it gets when you call Arborological Services. I see a lot of trees that have been pruned improperly. And I know when I see that Arborological was not on the job. These people love trees and they know how to care for trees. They think about trees all the time. 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two other people have been selected as arborists of the year for the state of Texas. They are the professionals, and it doesn't get any better. They offer everything from complete tree maintenance programs to take care of your lovely and existing trees. Heaven forbid you ever need a tree takedown, or maybe you need major tree pruning because of ice damage that is still unrepaired. These are the people to do that for you. Nobody does better tree work than Arborological Services. They are here in the Metroplex. They have chosen to stay right here, not to branch into every city in America like some companies seem to want to do. They want to do it right for the people of North Texas. Arborological Services on the web, arborological.com, on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. No spaces, please. The Tree Experts. Now, the phone number for Arborological Services, even though they are right here in the Metroplex only, 866-552-7267. They have combined all their numbers into that one toll-free. 866-552-7267. Arborological.com. Arborological Services. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. I think I'll do that. I just think I'll do that. Let me tell you right now where I'll be for the next few days on book signings. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is certainly out. And we have enjoyed very much about probably 15 or 20 book sales and signings. It's not in stores and it's not on Amazon. I don't want to turn it into an ad, but here is where we will be this afternoon. We have, this is my wife and me. She is the person who handles all the stuff there, and then I do the signing. This afternoon, my most sincere thanks go to the folks at Callaway's Nursery. I'll be in several of the Callaway's over the next 2 weeks. We're going to do this through Father's Day, through the day before Father's Day. We will be in Southlake this afternoon from 2 until 4 at Callaway's at 291 East Southlake Boulevard. And that's today. Tomorrow, Callaway's Nursery, Little Elm, from 4 until 6. And that's at 1801 Farm to Market 423. So today, Callaway's, Southlake, and that'll be 2 to 4. Tomorrow, Callaway's in Little Elm from 4 to 6. Wednesday we'll be in Richardson, and I want to tell you a little more about that in just a second. That's going to be late morning. So Wednesday will be Richardson. Thursday will be Callaway's Nursery, Greenville Avenue, just south of Walnut Hill in Dallas, and that's during the noon hour, 11:30 until 1:30. And then June 5 would be Thursday night at Covington's in Rowlett from 5 to 7. So quickly, today, 2 to 4 in Southlake at Callaway's. Tomorrow, Monday, Callaway's, Little Elm, 4 to 6. Wednesday, I'll come back to Richardson, 10:30 until 1. Wednesday, Callaway's, Greenville Avenue in Dallas. and that's 11:30 to 1:30 noon hour, and then Thursday evening at the Covington's in Rolla at 5 to 7. All of that is at my website at neilsperry.com. The reason I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the Tuesday appearance in Richardson, that will be on June 3rd, is because I'm giving a talk first, and it is sponsored by the Richardson Public Library. It is open to citizens from any city. All you have to do is be able to get to Richardson by 10:30. It is free, and they would love to have you come. They're setting up plenty of chairs. I'll be giving a talk on landscaping at 10:30, and that'll go probably an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. I'll allow time for questions after that, and then I'm going to do a book sale and signing immediately thereafter. Now, this will be in the Richardson Civic Center adjacent to the library, but it is sponsored by Richardson Public Library. And so I hope you'll come out, and if all you can do is come for the book signing, the noon hour is the time that I'll be doing that. And we'll have plenty of books with us. So I look forward to seeing you, and my thanks to Janet Vance, Community Service Supervisor of Richardson Public Library, for lining that up. And that is this coming Tuesday, 2 days from now. And my talk will be 10:30 to 11:45 or so, and then noon hour will be the book sale and signing. As soon as I get through talking, I'll go directly over to the table to do books. All right, that's what I have, and let's take our first call today. Let me close a screen here on my monitor. Well, I don't see that we have any callers. I'm looking there, and it is refreshing as I speak. We'll go ahead and take our first break and get that done, but I'm looking for calls. Lee Risa is there to screen for you and to get those calls all lined up, and the number to call right now, please, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now, won't you? And we'll talk about whatever plants you'd like to talk about. Let me tell you a little more about my book. I am really happy with it, and folks are giving us such nice comments. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And I do hear a lot of people when they walk up to the table where we're selling say, well, I have your other books. Is this revised? And I say, no, it is totally, totally, totally different. In no way is this the same book that Neil Sperry's A Complete Guide to Texas Gardening published in 1991. No way is it the same book, or 92, whatever it is. It's a long ways back. It's 23 years old, and the first book, so that would be 91. The first book is, first edition was 1982. And by the way, I'm happy to sign those if you want to bring those to the book signings, but I hope you'll look at the new book because it is so much better. I like my other books, but I self-published this one so that I could direct the course of what we put in it. 840 photographs and 344 pages of really important information. Lots and lots and lots of multi-page charts to help you get right to the best plant for your needs. And the first chapter is Basics of Texas Gardening, and then the second chapter gets more comments than all the other chapters combined, and that is the 48-page chapter that gives you things to do month by month, when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. It's all the information I used to put when I was doing garden calendars each year, used to put at the bottom of the pages, but I expanded it from one page to four pages, and there it is. The book is normally $32.95, but at the present time, if you'd like to call my magazine office right now until 11 this morning, you can get the book for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. And of course, if you come to one of the store appearances this afternoon on, you can avoid the postage. So that's an advantage, and plus I'll sign it for you there. But anyway, the goal is to get a book in your hands because it will really help you be more successful in gardening. Best deal we have is you can get my magazine at the same time for almost half price, $14 instead of $23.95 if you buy it at the time that you're buying the book. And we honor that out at the store appearances. We also honor that on the phone right now. Call my office. You'll get Aaron or Sam if you call right now, 1-800-752-GROW. Please call before 11, though. This is a wonderful Father's Day gift. Many of them have been bought for that in the last couple of weeks. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. All right, they are good. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery right now, and let me tell you how important it is that you know before you grow, before you buy a new tree, or for that matter, a new shrub. If you're putting it beneath windows, you need to ask, how tall, how wide will this grow? Now, the reason that's important to Encore is they are in charge of all of the electric service delivery for North Texas and into Oklahoma. They have 100,000 miles of wiring. And it would be really helpful to Encore if you would plant only trees that will not encumber their wiring. When you hear of power outages, it almost always is because trees have gotten into the power lines. So that's an important factor. And then also, before you start trimming trees, or if you're within 10 feet of power lines doing any kind of work, you better call toll-free and discuss it and ask their advice. 888-313-6862. If you see branches that are making contact with a power line, causing any kind of sparking or fire, call 911. And if you want to have them come out and locate underground utilities, power lines in the soil, you know, these nice neighborhoods that have all utilities underground, call 811 at least two business days before you're going to start digging, and they will come out and mark them for you. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com.
Spring is almost here. Get your landscape ready with products from Soil Building Systems. They offer the highest quality compost, mulches, and soil blends in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Soil Building Systems is now open 7 days a week for your convenience, for pickups and deliveries. Soil Building Systems is your trusted local manufacturer for over 40 years, and they can deliver material right to your door. Call them at 972-831-8181 or drop by their Dallas location at 1770 Y Street. You can also order from their website at soilbuilding.com.
North Haven Gardens water plants have arrived at North Haven Gardens. They have native bog plants, lizard's tail, pickerel rush, and many more. And the beautiful bog plants, beautiful water. And the neat thing about North Haven Gardens is that when you get things there, you are talking to people who know those things that they are selling, who probably grow them in their own landscapes at home, and who are certainly very well-versed in horticulture. It's one of the fine nurseries in the southern United States. North Haven Gardens has evergreen specimens to add to your landscape. A couple of unusual ones, Deodar cedar. It's a pyramid-shaped. Of course, it's evergreen. Blue-green foliage, beautiful arching branches, an instant focal point, and Mugo pine. I haven't done an ad for a Mugo pine for a long time. This is a dwarf pine. It gets just waist high or so. I had one for many, many years, and just really pretty plant. Slow, low-growing Mugo pine, and they have them at North Haven. I think that's where I got mine many years ago. At 2 o'clock today, there'll be a pop-up class on water-wise native and adapted plants. Learn more about low-maintenance shrubs and perennials that thrive in less than perfect conditions. Why, we don't have perfect conditions? Well, no, we don't, and North Haven Gardens can help you. Next Saturday, June 7, at North Haven Gardens from 2 to 3, there'll be a class on perennials for the shade garden. Hey, if you're calling Neil, say, Neil, what'll grow in the shade? You go to North Haven next week, 2 to 3. You can learn some simple design considerations and specific plant choices for successful perennial shade gardening. How do you find this wonderful place? Very simple. They're in Northeast Dallas, inside LBJ, just west of Central, at 7700. North Haven Road, and that's between Hillcrest and Central. Open 7 days a week. They'll be open a little later this morning. NHG.com, 214-363-5316. If you need more information, directions. It's North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road. Phone lines are full. Thank you very much. We'll start with Fred in Bedford. Fred, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Say, I need help in getting rid of buttonweed in the San Augustine lawn.
Yeah, that is probably the most tenacious weed that we have. And I have tried to help a couple of friends who had buttonweed in their lawns. It's really kind of a pretty little weed, and then you realize, oh my gosh, there's hardly any control for it. I would recommend, and the best tool that we have in the arsenal is still going to be 2,4-D. You will see reports that it is not nearly as effective on buttonweed as it is on a lot of the other plants that we have, broadleaf weeds that we have. But I would use a pump sprayer, or if it's in a fairly confined area, a hand trigger sprayer, but definitely a small droplet sprayer, and I would put one or two drops. If you have a one-gallon tank, I'd put a drop of liquid dishwashing detergent to help hold it on those waxy leaves and spray it directly down onto the buttonweed. When it begins to get up into the high 90s, you need to be kind of careful putting broadleaf weed killers out on St. Augustine. So as you get into the summer, you do it late in the evening or early in the morning. Okay. Certainly be better. And much as I hate to admit this, Fred, there's going to be a certain amount of hand digging probably advised as well.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid
of.
It
is horrible. It's just a horrible weed wherever it grows. Did it come in from the neighbors?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not sure. I've had it.
Or maybe you are the neighbor.
In the last few years.
Maybe you are the neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, I am the neighbor. I am the neighbor in this particular case.
Well, I would.
I've had it in the last few years, and I've tried to control it, tried to dig it up a little bit, but it just blends in with the grass.
It does. It's difficult. If you have it in a test plot by itself, you know, where you don't have any grass to confuse with it, it's hard to control just because it's
quite resilient.
And
right now it doesn't have any flowers on it.
That's right. That's the best I have. I've done a lot of research on that online. We had some friends in Plano who had it in their yard, and they just decided to move to South Carolina instead. So anyway, what can I tell you?
My wife would like to hear that.
Yeah.
She wants to move.
Oh, don't do that. All right. That's all I have, Fred. I tried.
Okay.
I'm sorry I don't have a magic potion. Thank you, sir. Okay, let's go to Terry in Greenville. Terry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I have a question. I have a large area of Asian jasmine. Uh-huh. It has grown on top of an old stump, and it's very, very pretty. Well, this last winter, like 80-85% of it has died. And I've been waiting on it to come back, and I don't think it's going to. So I was just wondering, should I keep waiting, or if I'm going to remove it, what's the easiest way to remove all of that?
All right, well, I'll answer both questions. I'll probably do it separately. The question I have of you is, did you trim it back on the ground at all? Did you cut it back in the late winter after you could see that it was brown?
Yes, I did.
All right. And that's good because that allows you to see where there is new growth sooner.
Right.
Do you not have sprinkles of new growth coming up all through it?
No, not all through it. It's just sporadic. And it's, you know, it's probably, like I said, 80% of it. I mean, there's 80% of it, there's not any new growth at all.
Do you have areas that are bigger than 2 by 2 feet that have absolutely no green in a given area that size?
Oh, yes, at least,
right. Well, if it hasn't offered to come back yet, I guess you could wait another couple of weeks. But if
okay.
it has not offered to come back in that length of time, then I don't think it's going to. Most people who have Asian jasmine have had it come back. It doesn't look good like it normally does at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
This may be, I've had Asian jasmine in North Texas 44 years, and even when it went below zero in 1989 and killed it to the ground, it came back beautifully in the spring. This may be the first time I've seen it die out, but you're the first who has said, no, I don't have any in big areas.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there are sprinklings of it here and there and everywhere. So where you can, I would let it come back, and then in the other areas, I'd buy some 1 gallon cans and spot plant them into the dead area if you care to have it. Now, to question number two, to get rid of Asian jasmine, it's going to sound highly involved and very technical. I would get a file, I would get a hoe, I would sharpen the hoe, I would scrape it out. It's very easy to remove it because it does not form roots into the soil everywhere the branches come in touch, the runners come in touch with the soil. It doesn't root in. It's not like trying to get Bermuda grass off
right.
an area.
Right, okay.
So there's no point in spraying it with any kind of weed killer because, first of all, you risk damage to trees, and secondly, you're going to have to remove it anyway. It's not much harder just to do it right at the
just like maybe 2 or 3 weeks to
see.
I really
have a hard time believing it's gone based on the beds that I have seen. I've looked at a lot of beds of jasmine in the last month, and they are coming back. They don't look good, but there's enough there.
They are coming back. Okay.
Yeah, they are coming back.
I'll give them another chance.
Maybe it just picked on you. Terry, I hope that helps. All right.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take a break for the news. I didn't think that call would take quite that long. Jerry Overton, I hope we can still be friends when this is all over. Let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing Company, their silver service. Dallas Plumbing has provided plumbing services to the North Texas area since 1903. That's 111. Count them. You can use all your fingers and toes. Count them up, or you can just subtract. 2014 minus 1903, 111 years serving all of us. They've earned multiple awards, Consumer Choice Award winner and Best Plumber in D Magazine, and the list goes on and on and on. Right now, they offer their twice-a-year cooling and heating maintenance plan for about $12 a month. This is a bargain. We have this, and it has really helped. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with the Dallas Plumbing Company Air Conditioning and Heating Silver Star Service Plan. It's just $145 a year for one unit, and then if you have two or three units, the second and third, whatever, $95 per year each for additional units in your home or business. Call Dallas Plumbing Company, 214-340-6300. That is 214-340-6300 for more information on their Silver Star service plan. Oh, and they also have a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom, and that is at 11055 Plano Road. Open weekdays all day long and Saturday mornings as well. For more information, 214-340-6300, or the website is dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
It is very important that you fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. This could also apply to the Asian jasmine I just talked about. They need nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Food is an ideal summer fertilizer because of its 2-in-1 formula. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn. That's guaranteed. It's kid and pet friendly, so your family can come back into the yard right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best lawn you ever had. Well-fed lawns can sustain heat and drought better than unfed lawns. That makes better use of available water. You'll find all the Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular retail price at Lowe's. Go to scotts.com for more information about Green Max and tips on how you can help your lawn beat the drought this summer. And that's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer, and that's from Scott's. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I hope he's still talking to me, my friend Jerry Overton.
Hey, good morning, Neil. It is 8:34 now at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Phil says he didn't do anything wrong. We'll have the story after we update traffic and weather. And we start with the WBAP ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in South Dallas. You got a wreck westbound I-20 at US 67. The left and left center lanes are blocked there. And in Fort Worth, just one wreck. This is going to be on Clifford Center Drive, just off West Loop 820 South. And now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Partly sunny and warmer. Chance of an isolated shower, just isolated shower, to the east of the Metroplex, 91 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 73. Sunny and warm tomorrow, the high of 92 up to 93 on Tuesday. It is 76 degrees now at WBAP. Arlington police investigating the cell phone records of two drivers involved in a traffic collision in which a baby in a stroller was hit and killed. Police tell the Fort Worth Star-Telegram investigators also working with traffic engineers to examine the lights at the intersection to determine if the vehicles involved in the accident were somehow affected by the traffic lights. Hall of Fame golfer Phil Mickelson confirms he's cooperating with an FBI investigation of insider trading. Says agents approached him this week at the Memorial Tournament, and the five-time major champion says he's done absolutely nothing wrong.
I've got no problem cooperating. I've been cooperating, and I've done nothing wrong, and so hopefully in the future or hopefully shortly we'll be able to discuss this.
FBI and Securities and Exchange Commission analyzing trades Mickelson and Las Vegas gambler Billy Walters made involving Clorox at the same time activist investor Carl Icahn was attempting to take over that company. Two Republicans, Representative Howard Buck McKeon and Senator James Inhofe, say President Obama violated the law when he approved the exchange of a U.S. soldier for five Afghan detainees. The lawmakers say the president's required by law to notify Congress 30 days before any transfer of terrorists is made from Guantanamo. Again, looking for a high today of 91. It is 77 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton, and we're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I want to do the SPCA of Texas pet right now, and it is Jameson. Jameson is a scruffy, adorable boy. One-year-old terrier makes very sweet, very playful. He loves to play fetch. He loves every person he meets, including kids. Jameson gets along well with other dogs. He's already house-trained, and he has been with the SPCA for only a few weeks. There was an allergy problem dogs in general by a family member. So he has no issues going on. He's just, his issue is he was a dog and somebody was allergic to dogs. Jameson loves to go on walks, make the perfect companion for any home. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really need to go out to the Russell Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. It's a beautiful center. I was there the day of the grand opening. They have the most glorious bunch of dogs and cats and other animals there. And Jameson is there waiting for you to stop by. If you're looking for a small dog, here is Jameson, the one-year-old terrier mix. And he would love to have you come by today. Won't you please do that? It's a perfect afternoon for you. You have nothing else you're going to be doing today. And that is on Stacy Road. It's just east of Custer, about a quarter of a mile. The specific address is not on my sheet here. It is 8411 Stacy Road. My bad. It is right there where it's supposed to be. 8411 Stacy Road, and that is just east of Custer. Coming from Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy when you go across Custer. It's in southwest McKinney, and Jameson has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines. He is packed and ready. He'd go to your home today. You'll have a dog this evening. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. And the SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Also, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Folks, adopt a shelter animal. I was a shelter animal when I was adopted at age 6 weeks. And so I have a big affinity for shelter animals. So please, SPCA.org/findapet. That's the way you can see all the pets they have up for adoption. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
All right, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. Let me invite you to call them, to invite them into your home to bring to you something that will change the way your home looks. If you were to take out a wall and have a complete remodeling done, that would make a major change in the look of your home. Second place winner in the major look change in your home goes to Sunburst Shutters, I'm proud to say, because we did that in our home and it made a huge difference. These are beautiful. They are so much better than the shutters we used to have. We've had them 5 years, and folks, they look like they've been in there 5 minutes. They are so beautiful. They're plantation style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louvers. We have the mid-size 3.5 inch louvers. They matched better with other things that we had going on in that in those rooms. We have them in several rooms, and we have them in several rooms at my magazine office, and we love them there just as much. They are made of polywood, so they don't crack or warp or split or peel. That's a man-made product. It is so smooth, and every window is measured independent of the next window, so that they are custom fit to every opening in your home. Sunburst Shutters is the company to call. They're the only people who have polywood shutters. Oh, and they can also help in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Here's the number to call. They're a Metroplex company. If you want to go to their showroom, you can certainly do so, or they'll come to you. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. 214-343-2601.
Don't miss late-breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Last week, I did a book sale and signing at Puckett's Nursery in Allen. And you know what? People came in there, and they are so loyal to Mark Puckett and to Kim and the staff there. Oh, they love that nursery, and I sure know why. I mean, it has been there a long time. Mark Puckett does beautiful landscape work for the city of for the residents of the city of Allen and all around. Locally owned garden center, Puckett's has been in business in the same location for 20 years. They take pride in their customer service. They're at 811 East Main Street. All right, so if you know Allen, I'll bet you know where Dairy Queen and Brahms are. They're right between. Puckett's right there. Actually, they're just east of Brahms, aren't they? Just east of Brahms. Okay, great reference. Thank you, Brahms. Welcome to Puckett's, and I hope that you will get there. Perennials, beautiful landscape plants that provide a splash of color, and they come back, of course, year after year. They have a wide variety of perennials. They have butterfly weed, cannas, daylilies, wood and holly ferns, hostas, blue salvia, Turk's cap. They have so much. And you know the thing that they have that some places really lack? They have really great people who are plant lovers who are there to help you. Wonderful landscape and tree service, a wide variety of landscaping services to fit your needs and budget. Puckett's also has tree planting service to ensure the best possible planting procedure. Friendly, knowledgeable staff. They are just off Highway 75 at 811 East Main Street. Now it's about a mile east of 75. You can call them at 972-727-1145. Puckett'sNursery.com. Puckett's Nursery.com. Like them on Facebook today. Puckett's Nursery, Collin County's hidden treasure. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, and remember, I have a store appearance this afternoon to sell my new book, Lone Star Gardening, and that will be at Callaway's South Lake. And then I have one every day the rest of this week, except for Friday. My chief cashier, my wife, has graduation. She's on the school board in McKinney, and they graduate kids all day long on Friday, so she can't go on Friday. Anyway, all of that's at neilsperry.com. Today, though, 2 to 4, we will be at South Lake Callaway's. Thank you, Callaway's. Galen, in the Weatherford area, how may I help you?
Oh, Neil.
Hi there.
We live out here in the country, and there's a weed that's showed up. They call it a khaki weed. It produces a little sticker.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with it.
And it seems like they're just coming up everywhere. My mother's hired a local lawn care place to treat and to spray. And I was just asking if that's about the only way that you can take care of that. I don't have an applicator license.
Well, I don't know that you have to have an applicator license. You can buy over-the-counter broadleafed weed killers, and that will control khaki weed. You'll need to be pretty vigilant about it, but that should take care of it for you. I've had more questions about it this year than all of the rest of my years combined on the radio. But broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D, I think you will find will do a good job with it. And you can do that yourself. I would use a pump sprayer instead of a hose-in sprayer and just be as precise as you can in applying it.
Okay. And one other thing, we overrun with moles and gophers, and if they're besides the trap, what any other way to
Well, the critical thing, and that is a long answer for me because I've never lived in a sandy soil, I'm going to ask a favor of you, and that is please go to my website, neilsperry.com, and I have I did the research on it, and I have the complete information for you in my frequently asked questions FAQ.
Okay.
Right from the home page, and when you hit that button, then just say moles, M-O-L-E-S, put that in, and it will take you right to the lengthy answer of how to identify whether you have gophers or moles, because the controls are vastly different, and then what those controls would be. That information is also in my brand new book if you want that, but it takes
okay.
a while to go through all that, and especially because it's not something I have firsthand working knowledge of, luckily. But on the other hand, I get to garden in clay soil, so that's not all that great either. So anyway, good luck with it, Galen. I really appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Charlie and McKinney, you're on now. How may I help you?
two questions. I heard all the wonderful places you're going to do book signings. I didn't hear you mention McKinney.
I did one in McKinney 2 weeks ago, and I will do one more in McKinney. Let me get to my website. And okay. that will be coming up at Callaway's in McKinney, and it will be all of these are at neilsperry.com off my homepage. The Callaway's appearance in McKinney will be June 13, 4 to 6.
Fantastic.
I have 14 of them in 16 days, and I just cannot keep them straight. I write the date down when I'm signing books. I write the date down on a piece of paper beside me so I don't put the wrong date. It's one thing to have a date off by a day or two. I'm getting so bad about them now that I'm putting the wrong year down if I'm not careful. So anyway, what's your other question?
Okay, for Simmons, drafting Simmons, I do a lot of grafting, even difficult things like pecans, and I usually have about an 80% success rate. I grafted some persimmons this year, and I had 0% success. So I'm wondering, did I get bad cyanwood, or is there a technique that I should be using that I haven't tried?
Boy, I am not able to help you. I just flat am not able to help you because I don't work – I'm just going to lay it out, and I'll be totally honest, totally transparent here. I'll give you the whole scoop. I have never made a successful graft. I took that class, plant propagation, at Ohio State by exam, because if I didn't, I was trying to graduate in 3.5 years, and it was closed when it was spring only, and I wanted to graduate in December, and I would have had to wait another 6 months. And I wanted to finish, and so as a result, and it was a May graduation, June, and I would have had to wait 12 months. And so I got busy and took that and 21 other college hours and got 24 A's, got a 4-point. But I took that by exam, and I never had to do one graft. I can't do one-tenth of what you're doing, Charlie. I've tried some when I worked with Extension. The person that would have that, if you go to Aggie Horticulture and do the research on persimmons there, just put Aggie Horticulture, they have a wonderful hub of information on fruit crops that is a compendium of all of their fruit crops. It's I have it listed on my laptop as Fruit and Nut Resources. It is aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. And it has all of the things. There are persimmons listed right there. I don't know if they have propagation information on that page, but I'm just scrolling down through it. Cultivation, site preparation. I think they're going to assume that you have bought grafted varieties already. Rootstocks. They talk about the best rootstocks on Lotus rootstock. I don't know. But I think Aggie Horticulture probably on some of the other sheets that they have would have that information. And I would imagine that the nice people at Womack Nursery would help you if you called them and told them. And if you said, well, Neil said you'd be really nice to me. They're in DeLeon. Do you know them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you were to call them and just ask, and unless you're a competitor, just ask, tell them that you're trying, because they sell grafting supplies, and that would be another thing. I think at this point I am nothing more than an information operator for you, because I don't know. Gosh.
Well, thank you very much. I'll look forward to seeing you at this time.
All right, and one other one that I was going to tell you, if it's more convenient for any reason, I'll be on June 8, a week from today, from 2 to 4, I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery, which is just a mile west of McKinney. So there you go, in Frisco.
Okay.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't have better help for you. All right. Now I have completely closed out my I need to do a break anyway. I've lost my call screener page on my laptop. Well, we'll try that again. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Folks, I hope I can get a copy to you. I will guarantee your satisfaction with this book. I will refund every penny that you spend on it if you're not totally satisfied. People are just really nice and saying great things about it. And the neatest thing is when we go out on these book signings, What I'm experiencing is that people bring in the copy that they got through the mail to have it signed, and then they also want to buy three or four more as gifts. That's just really, really, we had a lady buy five the other day. And so thank you for that very much. We will be this afternoon at the Callaway's in South Lake. If that or the other places are not convenient to you, or if you just would like to get it quicker, you can call my magazine office and get it before 11 today. That's by calling 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Now, let me explain my book to you. It is not in stores, nor is it on Amazon. I decided after a lot of fusses about royalties over the years with publishers, I don't want to deal with publishers anymore, and I think this book is immensely better than any of the books I've done before. It is not a revision of anything. It's its own freestanding book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you find a book in a store, that's not this book. That's the old book, 23 years old. And so this is your opportunity. If you'd like to get the book that covers every aspect of landscaping and gardening outdoors in the Lone Star State, it's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. 344 pages, 840 photographs, and we did charts and graphs this time, not graphs, charts. We've never done anything like this. You will see this is a totally different book. The book is only $28.95. The old book, if you buy it in stores, is up in the 30s somewhere, almost $40. But if you buy this one, it's $28.95 if you call today before 11 o'clock or if you come this afternoon to my book sale and signing. Of course, we have sales tax to add on to that, and if you're buying it through our office, there is postage on it, but it will come to you very quickly. But the better deal is to get my magazine with it at the same time. The magazine is normally $23.95. You get it for just $14 more when you buy it with the book today. That total price is only $42.95. It normally would be $56.90. All right, all that information is available at neilsperry.com. You can order anytime today there, or you can call my office right now. You'll get our daughter Erin, our grandson Sam. They are the phone bank today. 800-752-GROW. Call right now, won't you please? 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, June 7th, how to build a segmental retaining wall. And on Saturday, June 14th, how to build a flagstone patio. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Julie, so much, Principal Julie Ferraro. We had graduation at Serenity High this past Thursday, and it's the 29th I have attended, 29th time I've been asked to lead the whole group, probably 200 people in the room, celebrating the graduation of 8 students. First time I've ever, 29th time I've been asked to lead the group in the Serenity Prayer. That was just spectacular, and it's the most moving day of the whole year for me. I love that. Thank you, Julie. SerenityHigh.org. Advanced foundation repair as we go into the summertime. Now, we've had some rains this spring, and some of the soils are fairly moist. The lakes are low, but the soils are moist. But we're going to be on water restrictions. No matter where you are, you're going to have some kind of water restriction unless you're way east in Texas. And that means that your foundation is going to get dry, and it means that any problem you have with that foundation is going to become exacerbated very quickly. You need to know now if you have foundation problems. Those can be determined even in the off season, even in the moist season. Clay soils swell when they're wet, they shrink when they're dry, and all that while that concrete is just grinding away and they're doing damage to the foundation. Their home inspection is absolutely free and it is sensational. You want to be there when they do the home inspection just to watch how they do it. It's like a topographic map of your floors, of your foundation. It's pretty amazing. And they also do pier and beam work also. Same number will get you into that part of the company. I have used their services on a slab house in which we live and in my magazine office, which is an old pier and beam historic house. So it's pretty awesome to watch them work. Advanced Foundation Repair. Their bid that they will give you is probably going to be a lot lower than anybody else's. I don't know how they do that, but they do their work quickly, efficiently, and it is done to last. They were the first company ever to guarantee their work for the lifetime of the house. Now, estimates are free, so call now, 214-333-0003. Get on their schedule for the free home inspection, and I know if you have foundation problems, you will be satisfied with the work they do for you. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. I have about a minute before we're going to have the newscast. I got myself behind early in the hour, never caught up. Stephen, Grand Prairie, how can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Ferry, first-time caller.
Thank you. Doing fine.
My front of my yard faces west, which gets sun usually from 11 o'clock in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock at night. And my irises, when they start turning brown, the leaves.
Right.
I've been setting my lawnmower to the highest level and just mowing over them.
Oh, my goodness.
They've been coming back every year.
All right.
This year they came back a little slow because they got caught in it.
Well, let me tell you, you need to leave all of the green tissue there. If you need to trim them a little bit to get brown leaves off, do that. But I don't think I'd ever put a mower over an iris. That's not a good plan. I see you have glads here. You're going to need to dig and store your glads from one year to the next. They're kind of high maintenance, which is why you don't see them more often. But the iris, let them grow and let that foliage stay there. Otherwise, you'll be taking away the food reserves. Folks, we'll be back after the news.